Girl Talk, presented by Julie Land. I'm Serena Blair, and I'm here with the very, very sexual Nikki Next.
Hello. I'm touching myself right now.
Are you?
Oh, God.
And we also have the dick, Richard Avery.
I'm here. Let's do this.
And we are talking about my favorite pastime, probably the reason I'm going to develop carpal tunnel, masturbation.
Oh, I thought your favorite pastime was watching TV.
While
what do you think I do while I'm watching TV?
Gotta finish the sentence.
Sorry, my bad. My fault.
I actually prefer wearing men's underwear because they have a masturbation portal built right in.
It's perfect, right?
It is. Isn't that what it's for?
Yeah.
I've been told.
I just like wearing it because it has like an aroma, the guy aroma.
You mean
or like their t-shirt too.
Oh, I usually wear clean underwear.
Well, I just like keeping it next to me and smelling it.
How often do you guys...
That's gross.
Guy's t-shirt.
That's so gross.
How often do you
man
guys...
Man sweat.
How often do you guys masturbate?
Every night.
All day, every day.
Seriously.
Every weekend,
seriously,
too.
Anytime,
at least once a day?
At least once a day. In the morning, after lunch, at night, in the shower,
right
in the car.
Before dinner. Middle
when
of
I'm
the night.
At work.
Wake up, you can't sleep.
Wow. Really?
Right
now?
I'm a little frustrated right now, though, because I've been staying with my mom, and there hasn't been too many opportunities.
You have to be very,
Mom,
very
are you
stealth.
Going to the grocery store for 10 minutes?
Again?
And don't open my door. I'm busy.
Exactly. I'm brushing my teeth with my new electronic toothbrush.
Yeah.
No, do you guys really masturbate that often?
Oh, all the time.
Every night.
Yeah.
If I can.
It's like something I do to pass the time, honestly. It's not even...
And it's probably... I probably program myself that I can't fall asleep till I masturbate because I've done it for so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it help you sleep?
Yeah.
It's also, for me, it's a big stress reliever. When I was in college, I would always masturbate before I took a test.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, and like, if I was like nervous about a test, like I'd be studying and like... rubbing one out because I was like anxious about taking the test.
And you go, okay, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the first time you masturbated?
Yes.
How did that happen?
I remember the very first.
Tell us the story.
I don't remember how old I was. I had to have been at least 12 or 13. And that was the first time I had an orgasm from masturbating. Yeah. Cause I had like, you know, felt things before, but never to the point where I like actually, you know, was like, trying to make something happen, you know?
Yeah.
And then there was, I just remember one day I was just kind of playing with myself and I was like, that feels good. That feels good. That feels good.
Feels good.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Really good. That's really good.
And then it was like, that whole year was like my masturbation year. Cause then it was like, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing I've ever done. I kind of hurt myself a couple times.
Yeah. I know girls who can have... are pretty addicted to it.
Yeah.
Like, especially their Hitachis, they just...
Pretty fun, ain't gonna lie.
They just, like, sit there, they'll go all day, every day if they have to.
I could I have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a good stretch of time. I started a little later, because I was a late bloomer, but I remember, like, I was probably 15 or 16, still a virgin, but I would watch blowjob videos, they were always my favorite. And I got... So my Aunt Karen, like I, you know, we're close with each other. So my friend got me a vibrator, and it was like the greatest thing ever because I was so nervous about it. So I used it, but I did not have an orgasm until the first time I had a real orgasm was a guy gave me a massage. He said, I guarantee I can make you orgasm. This was a few years later. I said, I've never had one. He said, I guarantee I can. Just let me give you a massage. Not creepy at all, but he wasn't creepy. And it worked. And I had my first body orgasm.
Both of you and I were just sitting here like,
huh?
what did he massage?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Oh, well, he was upfront about it. So he said, I will give you a sports massage. So he gave me a regular massage my back and my legs. And then he asked me.
And you came from
if
that?
If he could try it. I said, yeah, let's do it. And he
massaged your clit.
He massaged my legs, then my clit, stuck two fingers in.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, he gave me a neck rub and I had a fucking...
That's what I was thinking. Because I have people who are like foot fetishists. They're like, oh, I can make a girl come just from giving her a foot rub. And I'm like, no way. She's lying.
Exactly.
I wonder if someone can. If you rub my nipples, just my nipples, and not touch anything else for like 5 minutes... It's never happened, but I can almost come.
I've heard
like,
of girls
super
that can do that.
Close.
And I've seen girls who can come just from being spanked.
Hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of that's just because you're making so much blood rush to the area. Right.
That it happens.
Yeah.
What are some of your tips and techniques for a good masturbation? If you
Do it a lot.
Rub your nipples.
But if anybody's out there listening, what would you tell them?
Don't be afraid of it. Okay. Like, just go for it. I mean... I don't know. Like, you just have to do it a lot to find out what you like.
Do you need toys for this to happen all the time? Is it better with or without toys? Or
I like having the option of toys, but I usually don't use toys.
Okay.
Just for myself.
I use a vibrator most times. I can't. It's super hard for me to come if I just rub with my fingers. If a guy does it, I can do it. If I do it, I can't do it.
I'm the opposite. Sometimes the vibrators are too much for me. I'd rather use my fingers.
The Hitachi is strong. Hitachi's way too strong.
That's like super deluxe.
Have you sat on a Sibian?
Yes.
That shit. Fuck that thing.
Literally.
I sat on one of those for 2 hours once. I was at Kink. I'm pretty sure that was the week that I was trying to buy a laptop, and I was just like so determined, and I worked so many hours that week. And someone was willing to pay for me $5 a minute to sit on the Sibian. And so I sat there for 2 hours.
Mm.
Ah.
Ouch.
I didn't.
Never again.
You were no feeling after that length of time, I would think. You like couldn't feel a thing.
Because it's strong. And then
and after a while,
around.
It burns. Yeah. Like, it just gets so hot, it burns.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to tap out now.
Exactly. I'm done. It wins.
But it's like compared to having sex with a guy, it's like weird industrial strength strong and you want it to stop, but it won't stop.
What do you like? Do you guys have favorite locations?
Anywhere. Oh, mine's probably the car.
Mm. Okay. And then so my question is, where's the strangest place you guys rubbed one out in? Come on.
I used to masturbate at school.
Like in the classroom?
No.
I would do it in the bathroom at school.
In the bathroom. Like a normal person.
Like you sneak, like you're gonna go to the toilet and sit.
Wait,
and close the
what
door.
Are we, sluts? My God.
Exactly. No, this isn't slut talk. This is girl talk. No, the bathroom. That's
airplane.
Airplane.
Yeah, I haven't been on an airplane that many times in my life, but I have masturbated on an airplane under a blanket.
Have you ever
Because I got super horny.
Okay. Have you ever masturbated like in a public place?
Like on a park bench?
Never to the point of orgasm.
Disneyland?
I mean, I can cross my legs and like feel things. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, that's masturbating, but not necessarily to the point of orgasm.
Right, on a train.
Right.
On a plane. Only on a plane. Or like the bathroom. You get super horny, you sneak in the bathroom really quick and you do it.
Yeah.
The only thing about bathrooms, though, is if they smell bad, I can't.
Oh, no, done.
I just can't.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Ugh.
Do you feel, like, I noticed, because I've been around a little while, and I know lots of girls who like to masturbate, and I've had the conversation about masturbation with them a lot, is that, like you were saying earlier, like, it's such a great stress release. And I know girls who really, like, that do masturbate a lot, and they almost like that, I think that's like the number one reason to do it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like that
stress, to have an orgasm to be happy.
Yeah.
Just is the best. It's like such a great stress relief.
Yeah.
As opposed, you know.
It's amazing. I mean, it's like your mind's blown.
Guys agree.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, watching a guy jerk off is one of my favorite things sexually.
Really?
Yeah. I like watching them because they get like, I watch their face and they get so excited because they get so into it because it feels really good.
I know.
So I just like watching them do it.
Yeah. I know a girl who used to film guys masturbating.
I would do that.
That was her thing to do.
It's hot. I love watching it.
She used to just film guys all the time.
Because they get so it's their most excited state that you'll ever see them.
No, I think the most excited state is when you're leaving. That's when they're most excited.
That's when they jump up and down.
But you don't see that, do you? No, that's right. And, they're like, woohoo, she's gone.
Thank God she's finally gone.
Oh, God. So, like, what about, do you like watching girls masturbate?
I do like watching girls masturbate. And I think that's one of those, like...
You're such a perv.
Okay, aside from the fact that I'm a perv, but it's also one of those things like you know what they're feeling. It's that what's
camaraderie?
Empathy.
You empathize.
Thank you. My vagina empathizes with them, and it's you watch it, and because we have the same parts too. Like,
have you ever watched? Have you ever worked on a set where you didn't get off? In a scene, and then like you literally had to like go to your car or go somewhere in the bathroom or something and rub one out just to...
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Or you say do which it... one, but yes.
Or you do it before to get ready, there, so you like, know you'll have a good time.
I almost always do it before to get ready because it's like that kind of sets
right
sets the mood for me in a way.
Do you think about stuff when you masturbate? Like, do you fantasize about another girl? I beat you to it.
Yes, I do a lot.
What do you think?
What are you thinking about right now?
For me, I don't really think about like fantasies or scenarios. Like I usually think about things that have already happened to me.
Mm. With people that you know.
Yeah.
That you've
so like
with.
That I've already like I kind of relive past sexual experiences when I masturbate a lot.
Oh, interesting. Because I think about a random guy that I've never met.
Yeah, and I feel like most people do like think of something different, ideal. You know?
Yeah.
But for me, it's always, for some reason, it's always like, or once in a while, it'll be like, I'll deviate from the scenario and it'll still be with the same person, like in the same setting or something.
Yeah.
But for, I don't know. I guess I've always liked, I just like sex, the sex that I've had, and I can...
Oh,
just relive it.
Do you ever worry about someday not liking sex?
Shh. It's not going to happen.
Shut your mouth.
Okay. What's the longest you've ever gone without masturbating?
Oh, it's torture.
24 hours.
23 hours. I couldn't make it to 24.
No, there was probably like a week or something when I was a teenager. Probably, yeah, in Ecuador, I had no time to masturbate. That was horrible. And then the one time that I did, the little kid in the house like walked in on me and he's like, hola! Oh, and I'm like,
get out of here!
Wow.
Close the door!
You're like, nosotros somos amigos.
Ay, Dios mío.
Oh my God.
Do you guys have a lot of sexual dreams? Do you dream about it a lot?
I don't think I dream about masturbating, but I definitely dream about sex a lot.
I don't. Like, I don't ever.
That's weird.
Not really.
Do you remember any of your dreams?
Try not to.
Just forget them.
I'm living my dream. Why would I have to try to remember it?
Oh, good answer.
I feel like I've been dreaming about sex more this week. Not only because I've been working, but also because I haven't been masturbating.
Yeah, like, I think it's because you're working. Who am I working with tomorrow? Ooh.
like giggity.
Yeah.
I wonder how often most guys masturbate. Every day?
I don't know.
Or it slows down. Like when you're 16, you're just like a rabbit.
When you're a young boy, yeah, you can't get enough.
It's like on.
Because you're not getting any pussy, so you just can't get enough. And then
it slows down.
Yeah, then it slows down because once you start having real sex and having girls, then things change and you start realizing that the hand is not quite as good as the pussy.
When you become a man.
Yeah, that moment when I'm like, I have the choice between the pussy or the hand and I choose the pussy.
No more dirty socks.
Exactly.
Ew.
Ew.
I want a real girl.
So.
Don't we all?
No, I think it's definitely, I don't, if you're going by age, like youth, you know, say like, let's take the teenagers. I think boys and girls.
Puberty.
And puberty, all that stuff. I think it's kind of the same. Once you discover it, boys or girls, all hell breaks loose. I mean, that's puberty's all about. Like all of a sudden you discover like what the hell, I mean, like, cause like in a sense you've like for, what do you want to say, like 12, 13 years you've been carrying around this thing.
Yeah.
And you kind of like, I don't know, all I do, all I've been doing is peeing. And like, you don't think it, but all of a sudden, no, you're like, oh, now I know why I really have this thing. And then it's all of a sudden like, whoa, okay. It's not just for one thing anymore. It's for two.
Such a revelation,
it is,
though.
It is. Like, I always remember when I was a kid, like, just seeing pictures in magazines and seeing movies or whatever, like sexy things that were in movies. And back in my day, they weren't as sexy as are today. But like,
but it was like a tease.
Yeah, it was images. Mm-hmm. And you just was like, ooh. And for me, I started looking at Playboy like in the 70s. And in the 70s, Playboy, you didn't see vagina. You saw a muff. You saw like this big, huge muff.
Bushy bush.
And I knew though as a kid, because I would say that's why we like tits, because that was the first real thing we saw. We loved tits. Beautiful tits or great tits. And you're like, oh, but there was this muff. But so in this, when I'm a kid and like 10, 11, 12, 13, you don't know. You just think that whatever's down there must be interesting. But you don't know what it is until all of a sudden then Penthouse comes out. And Penthouse comes out and Bob Guccione says, this is what's behind there. And you're like, holy fuck, what the hell is that thing?
The curtains part.
Yeah.
And they didn't shave the bottom too, right? They grew it all out.
Yeah, but in Playboy, Playboy didn't open their legs.
Right.
You know,
it was closed legged everything.
Yeah, yeah, and it was just, and it was all hidden behind a muff, like huge.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Penthouse came along and said, all right, we're going to have the girls open their legs and they're going to trim a little bit.
Yeah.
So that was like, that was all of a sudden, timing wise, you're just like, oh my God. And then it hit the right time, my puberty, and you're just like, oh, this is going to be incredible. And
picture
now
a bunch
I know
of
what's
guys.
Back there. And all hell breaks loose.
Picture a bunch of guys just going, oh my God, this is awesome.
Yeah, then after Penthouse, then it was Wee Magazine, which was European magazine, came out, and that was even more shaved and more clean and more to see more. It was like, that is the coolest thing ever.
Now every girl's bald.
And then that and that point, then you start looking, then you start, at that point, you're all ready. You're like, okay, now I want to see the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I
got to
find a girl who's going to show me the real thing. Because
I
want to know what that...
feel what it feels
yeah, I
want to
like. Feel like, I want to know what it tastes like, I want to know what it looks like, I want to know every little thing. I want to know its first name. I want to know... I want to get to know it really well. So, yeah, no, it's all changed. And I think the difference now, that's why I say, like, it's crazy now.
What are the kids masturbating to now,
Kids that now see weird. The kids now see the craziest shit at such an early age.
They have too much access now.
Yeah.
I mean, even I watched a lot of internet porn, like, when I started, you know, when I was 12, 13, and on.
But they say the average age of a child seeing pornography now is 11. That's really
young.
That
sounds right for me.
Yeah, but that's so young.
That's
when you think
super
about
young. Because I was a late bloomer, so I like in my head it's like, oh, that's
and to me
crazy.
Yeah, but
young.
What I saw at 10, 11 years old, nothing compared to what they see at 10 and 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like what I always say, like I saw my first Playboy at around 5. Didn't know what it was, and baby, you know, then I saw it like when another one around 10, going, now I kind of know what it is. But still, what I was seeing was nothing compared to what some 11-year-old today. 11-year-old today is like at kink.com going, you spank that bitch.
Right?
Like, you know, like,
I need to bury it in your ass.
And then, then you get all of a sudden some, you know, 10-year-old girl is just going, daddy's going, getting mad at her. I'm going to have to spank you. And she's like, really, dad, please? I'm like,
spank me harder.
Yeah, exactly.
The day that happens.
Exactly.
Oh, and, you know it's going to happen too.
Yeah. And you know, but you know, there's some father out there spanking his daughter thinking he's punishing her, and she's got a smile on her face going, that one really, now I see why the girls on kink.com like this.
That's when society goes down the toilet.
It already is.
God.
So.
Oh, man.
Enough of masturbation.
Let's go masturbate.
let's go masturbate.
Flush this topic.
literally.
This has been Girl Talk, presented by Julie Land. Yeah. I'm Serena Blair, and Nikki Next has an internet presence, I assume. Can you tell us more about that, darling?
When I'm not masturbating, I'm writing a blog on iHeartNikki.com, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. It's Nikki Next.
And my Twitter and Instagram is Sexy Serena B. And you can also check out my official blog, serenablair.com. Thank you, everyone.
And Dick is masturbating in the corner.
Yeah.
And it's
always
really creepy.
Always. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.